Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Randy Baxter of Baxter Cycle and Morning. Good morning to you, Randy.
Hi, LaVon. How are you?
Good. And, you know, usually when we talk with you, Randy, we talk just about motorcycles. Today we're going to talk about motorcycles and cars and a really important auction coming up. When and where is the auction?
Okay, the auction is this coming Saturday, November 1st, and that's going to be at the Atlantic Airport on the west side of the driveway when you come in. All the cars and motorcycles will be lined up there. Auction starts at 10 o'clock Saturday morning, but there will be a preview on Friday from 2 to 6 p.m.
All right, these are not just the car you walk down the street and see. These are some unusual cars and motorcycles. Tell us, kind of pick out some that you think are really special and give us some background.
Okay, well, there's a wide variety of cars here. I mean, these cars go back to, you know, kind of the infancy of automobiles. There's a 1917 Model T. There's several Model T's in there. There's several Model A's. And then there's some really rare and unusual cars. 1931 Rolls-Royce, which, you know, if you've been around Atlantic for a long time, you've probably seen this car in the past. This car belonged to Lois Childs. And Art bought that car from Lois and put it in his collection. But there's also a 1936 Cord, you know, coffin nose Cord, which, you know, they're extremely rare and they were extremely expensive when they were new. They were a movie star car. And it's really a nice example. There's cars in the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And there's some later models ones, too. There's a Mini Cooper that they're going to sell. You know, that car runs fine. So most of these cars are up and running. Some of them are not. Some are going to be sold as projects. But we have managed to get most of these cars, you know, started and going. So.
All right, very good. And that's helpful for people to know. And as you mentioned, some of these cars came from Atlantic. They're in Art Friday's collection. Some of them not from Atlantic. But I'm guessing when you start saying Model T, Model A, and some of these others, it's going to bring back memories for people.
Yeah, if you're old enough. It, yeah, Model T's are, I've never really been around Model T's very much until, you know, I started working on these. And really, they were basically a horse buggy with a small gas motor in them. And they were, you know, it's interesting to see, you know, the beginning of the automobile industry and how it progressed. So.
Okay, and so since you mentioned these cars, there is a history from that beginning to more recent things that you could see if you wanted to take that time to do that. Now, you haven't said anything about motorcycles. I understand there's a couple of them.
Yeah, there's five motorcycles on this auction. Two of them are coming from our shop here. Both of them are nice original paint bikes, which, you know, I think is really what collectors are really after. You don't have to wonder what's been done to them because they're original paint, original everything on them. They both run really good. And I also have three motorcycles that are coming over from the National Motorcycle Museum in Anamosa, Iowa. John Parham is the owner and curator of the museum there, and they had some duplicates and stuff that you know, he gave us for this auction. So,
oh, Randy, most often when we're thinking about buying a car, we go out and, so to speak, kick the tires, and some people can come out and look. As you said, they're going to be at the airport, but there are going to be bidders here that are not going to be able to come and kick the tires.
That's true, and Vandenbrink Auctions out of South Dakota is going to be doing this auction. You can go to the website, which is vandenbrinkauctions.com, and all these cars are on their website, and you can bid by a proxy bid as well.
So if you are at all interested, anybody could go on that website just to see what's there and see a little bit of that history. Randy, give us a little bit of your background, how you got to have the knowledge to do this, how you got involved with this auction that's a rather unusual auction.
Well, Sheila and Alan Friday contacted my wife, Kenner, and I, you know, last winter and was asking about how to liquidate this car collection. And I do a lot of motorcycle collections every year. We do some of the bigger ones and real familiar with auction companies and how they work. And I was familiar with Vandenbrink. They did the Lambrecht auction in Nebraska last year, last summer, and did a great job with that. And they had people from all over the world, you know, at that auction, which was, you know, several new old Chevrolet cars and pickups and everything else. And they did a great job, and I knew she would do a really good job with this auction. So,
and then you mentioned that you've worked on some of these older models. Randy, how long have you been working on mechanics? When did you start doing that? Were you three?
Almost. You know, I was born and raised on a farm, and my dad basically bought, you know, super secondhand equipment. And, you know, to make another round, you usually had to do a little more work on it to make it go a little farther. And so I get pretty familiar with tractors and farm machinery, and pretty much been around it all my life. And it's all basically about the same stuff. And especially when it's old stuff, you know, it's, you know, pretty much the basics. So.
Well, I'm guessing there were some of those days, Randy, when you were saying to your dad, why can't you just buy something new? But now when you look back, what a benefit you had.
Yeah, I guess. But, yeah, there really wasn't much arguing with him. So I just moved on and made this stuff go. So.
Did your thing. But also, I'm thinking when you say they're all basically the same, but now you have to deal with all the computerized things. Doesn't that change a bit how you work?
Yeah, you let somebody else do that. Oh, somebody that has all the equipment. But that being said, you really don't work on that stuff very much at all. It is amazing how good modern stuff is, you know, both cars and motorcycles. You know, the service intervals, you know, is like, I mean, you do oil changes, you know, every 10,000 miles now, where, you know, back in the, you know, 40s and 50s, you do a valve job every 10,000 miles. So things have come a long way. So.
Yeah. So things do change, but it's good to have somebody like you, Randy, who had that experience, who can still work on the old things, because not everybody obviously can do that. Let's tell people again about where and when, and, you know, are people invited to come out and take a peek at the history?
Yeah, it's you know, if you've got if you have interest in old cars and stuff, it'd be worth your while to come out and just look at this collection of cars. It's an interesting, diverse collection. You know, everybody's welcome to come out and take a look. You know, there's no entry fee to get in there or anything like that. And the Marnie Fire Department is going to be set up and serving a lunch out there, so they'll have the Fair Board's lunch trailer out there, and they'll have stuff to eat and drink. So.
Okay. And so the preview is when? The
preview is Friday from 2 to 6 p.m.
Okay, and the actual auction is?
Starts at 10 a.m. in the morning. There's very few small lots, so they're going to start out with cars, and there'll be about 40 lots to sell.
Okay. So if probably best to come for preview if you really want to just come and look and are not very serious. But if you're serious, again, give us the website where they might go and look at that ahead of time.
The website is Vanderbrink Auctions, that's plural, .com.
Okay. Take a look if you are interested in cars, especially in cars and the history of cars, but also take a look at the motorcycles. We want to thank you a lot, Randy Baxter, for visiting with us today. And I think this is a pretty exciting thing to be happening in our area.
Well, I think so, too. Auctions are always kind of fun. They kind of create some excitement and kind of a buzz, especially in an auction like this, where I don't think you're ever going to see a collection of cars like this in one place again anytime soon.
All right. Very good. Well, Randy says you're invited, and hey, maybe you want to make a bid. Until next time, here's a thought. Go the extra mile. It's never crowded.